The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile." When he got home away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart, but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine?" Thus he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone.
You guys awake?
Kind of, sort of. I think the younger kids are a little more awake than you guys are, but that's all right. No? Okay. By a show of hands, who here has had pork chops? A couple of you, yeah, okay. What about pepperoni? Have you guys had pepperoni? A few more hands, some of you are still asleep. What about bacon? Have you guys had bacon? Okay. All right, hands down. So, believe it or not, if it weren't for Christ, more than likely you would not be having any of that in your life today. Does that shock you at all? Kind of, sort of, yeah? Because bacon's good, right? Bacon is proof that God's real and he loves us. I mean, come on. So, if it wasn't for Jesus Christ, when he gave the teaching today in the gospel, he was talking about how it's not what comes from without that defiles us. So you go back 2,000 years, and the common conception throughout the land was that if you ate anything, any pork-related items, you were unclean, you were defiled, you were had to go through a ritual purity and go to do all these things as kind of like almost a punishment for doing that. Lots of reasons for that. One of them is because pigs back then, like the actual meat you got from them, usually were filled with parasites and all this other stuff. And so it was part religious ritual, but also part like health code violation type of thing. But with Christ today, what he talks about in the gospel, he says that that's not what defiles us. So don't worry about the ritual purity of the act. You can eat the meat if you make it clean, because not all meat is actually clean. It can be kind of nasty sometimes, right? So be careful. But what's important, though, is what comes from within the person. What's important is not the food that we eat. What's important is who we are at our core, how we behave, what we think, what we say, what we do. Those are the things that are important. That's what defines who we are. That's what challenges our worldview, what constantly God is inviting us and engaging with us to be better and change. It's when we let our anger get the best of us. It's when we're judgmental. It's when we fight with our siblings or disrespect or ignore our parents when they tell us to clean our room or do the dishes or the chores. This is what makes us unclean. This is what defiles, as Christ says. These are the things that are important to pay attention to. It's really not important if you eat a whole bucket of candy. That's not a big deal, right? What's a big deal is who we are at our core. My brothers and sisters, it's important then that we guard our thoughts, because these thoughts become words. And it's important, too, to guard our words, because our words become actions, and to guard our actions, because our actions are what can damage our relationship with God and with one another. God bless you.